SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
Muslim faithful from around the world have marked the beginning of Ramadan. In Gaza City, residents are attempting to rebuild small sections of mosques that have been partially decimated over years of war. Religious Affairs Ministry Director Amir Abu Al-Amrain says hundreds of makeshift prayer spaces are being built.
The free people around the world, including Palestinians who struggle to make ends meet, are contributing to rebuilding these mosques. 430 prayer areas have been rebuilt, some using plastic sheets from greenhouses, some made of wood, and some constructed with covers.
Ramadan is a period marked by fasting. That means it's a long 14 hours without food or drink during the daylight. Accordingly, in Gaza, the UN and its partners are adjusting the times food is provided to residents at aid centres along the strip. UN Secretary-General spokesperson Stéphane Dujarric says the move is to provide dignity and ensure supply at a time residents are still unsafe.
We and our partners working on food security have adjusted the distribution hours to better align with fasting hours during Ramadan. This is to reduce overcrowding, especially ahead of the iftar meal. These measures are intended to ensure access for older persons, people with disabilities, and women who head their households.
In Saudi Arabia, the first day of Ramadan, iftar, brings a boom in business. Shoppers in Riyadh stocked up on fresh produce and dates this week, with shop owner Saleh El Amari saying the demand for dates doubles during this period.
The turnout every year is the same and demand is the same. Thank God it's a good turnout. It gets more active naturally during Ramadan in the dates market because dates are an essential part of the iftar meal in Ramadan.
In the Australian summer, Ramadan is one of the busiest times of year after dark for many restaurants and cafes. Mohammed Sajid, who owns venues in Melbourne, is preparing for a big few weeks.
It's very challenging because in normal routines, customers coming and going. But in this time, all of the people, like bookings, you know, if we have 200 people booking, they all come at the same time, you know. And we have to look after, we have to make sure everybody gets the right food. So there are no delays. There is enough food for them.
For the South Asian Australian community, the fast begins tomorrow, with the first day, iftar, following the first sighting of the moon. Anam Masum owns a restaurant in Lakemba, an area of Sydney's west heavily populated with Muslim families. Anam has told SBS Bangla it will stay open all through the night through Ramadan.
4:30 to 5 o'clock in the morning because, you know, we need to finish our meal that is called Sehri before the sunrise. So for that reason, we have to open up and close up this special trading hour.
Arabic and South Asian restaurants especially will be run off their feet for the coming 30 days, with overall numbers higher, despite a time crunch. Mr. Sajid says it's because Muslim families will gather to break their fast together at the end of a long day.
It's like Christmas parties, you know, we invite our friends, our relatives for dinners and for parties, work functions. So it is almost similar to that kind of events.
Australia's Grand Mufti, Dr. Ibrahim Abu Mohammed, has called on the Muslim community to demonstrate discipline and consideration through the month. Dr. Abu Mohammed says fasting is not limited to abstaining from food and drink. He says it also involves self-restraint, ethical conduct, and avoiding excess, describing Ramadan as an opportunity for spiritual growth, reinforcing the values of peace, respect, and coexistence.
Before speaking about Islam, our actions must reflect its values. The faith teaches that removing even harm from the road is an act of charity, a reminder to expand goodness and reduce harm wherever we can.
The holy month ends with Eid, with millions of Muslims gathering next month to break their fast with a feast and hearty celebrations. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.
Momentum Energy is 100% owned by Hydro Tasmania, who in a single hour make enough renewable energy to fill 400,000 bathtubs with freshly popped popcorn, or spin 200 million disco balls all at once, or power an army of 10 million robot vacuums ready to take over the world! Or just help keep your leftovers cold. Either or. For a power company backed by someone who can do all that, switch to Momentum Energy. 100%.